This time last year, if you'll remember, teachers around Arizona walked out of their classrooms and to the state capitol. The movement spread to small towns like Globe, where educators rallied on a highway overpass that cuts through the historic mining city.
Being a smaller area, we feel like maybe we get forgotten in the hustle and bustle of big city life, but seeing our community come together and have such a loud voice and have so much support is just awesome.
From KJZZ's education desk, Mariana Dale returns to the eastern Arizona city to see what has changed 1 year later.
I find Globe Superintendent Jerry Jennings on a tennis court. It's a little confusing because his high school doesn't have a tennis team, partly because
we don't have any tennis courts at Globe High School.
Got it.
Funding in Arizona.
But the high school did have students who wanted to play tennis. So the superintendent called the mining company that owns the rec center and asked if he could bring students here to play.
So we hope that maybe next year we can have a team.
Cool.
I probably won't be the coach, but we'll try to find somebody.
Jennings has always spoken optimistically about the small eastern Arizona district. He's been superintendent since 2012, and he's especially excited teachers here received up to a 15% raise last year.
It's never been a better time to be a superintendent for me than when I could see these hardworking people get the kind of increase they deserved.
There are still challenges. This year, the high school volleyball and basketball teams weren't able to play a single home game.
We had a 1950s era heaters that blew up and wrecked our gym.
But repairs are underway with funding from Arizona School Facilities Board. Teacher turnover is a more complicated problem to solve. Some years, as many as 20% of the district's approximately 100 teachers didn't return. Globe Elementary teacher Erica Flores has seen it firsthand.
What our students need here and what they've lacked for a long time is consistency.
Teachers who aren't from Globe often stay for a few years and then leave. After the strike last year, Flores remembers talking about the problem with her husband.
He's super proactive and he said, "So what can you do about it? What are you going to do?"
Flores went to the local community college with an idea.
I said, "We need to grow them ourselves. We need to find them here, people who love our community."
She learned from Dean Patricia Burke that Gila Community College had offered education classes for years.
Enrollment tended to be low just because we could only offer a few courses at a time.
Flores went on Facebook and asked, "Who's ever thought about becoming a teacher?" She got dozens of responses. So she and the administrators created a plan to attract people from Globe, Miami, and the nearby San Carlos Apache Reservation to the college. Local teachers like Flores would lead the education classes.
It went from talk to action in a very short amount of time.
So the question says, what do teachers make? That could be interpreted a lot of different ways.
The Tuesday Intro to Education class has 8 students tonight, which includes several that joined by video chat from Payson. This is a big jump in enrollment from years past. One of the students is Ashley Barajas.
This is my first college course for teaching.
The mom of 2 works as a reading aide and found out about the class through the school she works at.
When I first started, I was like, okay, I think I'm going to be able to do this. I'm just going to be tired all the time, which I already am.
As a paraprofessional, she saw how valuable it was to create relationships with students who might have a difficult time at home.
I want kids to feel comfortable around me, and I want them to know that they can depend on me. That's what made me want to take the classes.
Eventually, she'll be able to graduate with her bachelor's degree without ever leaving Gila County through college partnerships. Barajas doesn't plan to move.
I live in Miami, and I've lived here my whole life, and I want to raise my kids here.
She's exactly the kind of person Erica Flores hoped to recruit to local classrooms.
I think what would benefit our students the most is to have a community of teachers and professionals in our schools that are just 100% vested.
Flores says she knows there are big problems in Arizona's public education system, but by teaching future teachers, she's pinpointed one way she can make a difference. Mariana Dale, KJZZ News, Globe.